someone tells me they're from Massachusetts. Now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray, if it's still propped up on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. Me, who's my favorite Batman? I'll think of you and say Christian Bale. But it always sounds so fake. I wonder if your tongue is turning over anything I used to say. Your sister's trying for a baby lately, and your parents got new jobs. It's getting darker, so I turn you down.
CJSF 19.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University, right here on the unceded coastal Salish territories of Musquash, Squamish, and the Tlaloc nations. It is 11 a.m. on this Saturday, January 17th. Today we are going to look inside. We are going to look inside our own heads. We all go to school, go to work, we take exams, we report to supervisors, and we make decisions every day. But what is physically happening inside that black box? Why do you feel starving after a math test? Why do you feel exhausted after choosing what to buy at the grocery store? And when we learn a new language or a new song on the piano, are we actually growing new parts of our brain? Today, we explore the biology of thinking. Let's get the neurons firing with some music. The first music check I'm bringing you today It is the song called Everything Sparks Joy by Aiko Tomy.
One big thing is many little things. All the big things are one little
thing. One big thing is many little things.
All the big things
thing
is many little things.
All the big things are
one big thing is many little things.
One big thing is many little things.
All the big things
is many little things.
All the big things
are
one
big thing.
You like my vibe, I got you sorted.
Hello, welcome back. Before we talk about how we think, we need to talk about what is doing the thing. If you have ever seen an MRI scan or a picture of your brain, you see this massive winding, curving structure. It looks like a giant walnut or a tightly packed sausage. A listener actually asked me, what is that huge curvy block of stuff? That is the cerebral cortex. It is the outermost layer of the brain. Now, why is that so wrinkly? Why isn't it smooth like a balloon? The answer is the surface area. Think of it like packing a large parachute into a small bag. If you let the human brain out flat, it would be the size of a large pizza or a pillowcase. To fit that much processing power inside your skull, nature had to fold it over and over again. The bumps are called gyri, and the grooves are called sulci. That curvy stuff is where the magic happens. Consciousness, language, and memory is the most advantaged piece of hardware in the known universe. Now let's listen to the second check called Feeling Like We Only Go Backwards by Abigail LaPelle.
Again.
Hello, welcome back. You are listening to CJSF 19.1 FM. So what happens when we learn? Let's say you are learning French or trying to memorize a piano piece. Are you growing new brain cells? Generally, the answer is no. You are mostly building connections.Your brain is made of billions of neurons. When you learn something new, these neurons reach out and touch each other via gaps called synapses. There is a famous saying in neuroscience, neurons that fire together wire together.When you practice a French word over and over again, you are sending an electrical signal down the same path again and again. It's like walking through a forest. The first time, there is no path. It is hard, but if you walk that same way 100 times,You wear down a trail. Eventually, the signal can travel super fast without hesitance. That is what we call mastery. You are literally, physically rewiring your brain's circuit board. Now let's listen to the third track in this show.The name of the track is called Manomatare by Ablaye Sixco. It's a French pianist and an African artist. And he plays some national instrument. That's my memory of him. Let's appreciate that.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created to support artists who have dedicated their lives to music and who now struggle to maintain mental wellness and an adequate standard of living. Loneliness and social isolation are key risk factors for mental health conditions later in life. This May, during Mental Health Awareness Month, the Unison Fund is asking you to support Canadian legacy artists and musicians. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
Katie, you want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
Welcome back to the show. Here's the question. How many folks here relate to why do I feel so hungry after a math exam? You were just sitting in a chair for 2 hours. You didn't run a marathon. So why do you want to eat a horse? Here is the reality. Your brain is an energy hog. The brain is only about 2% of your total body weight, but it consumes 20% of your daily energy, the glucose. When you are doing intense cognitive work, like solving complex calculus or debugging code, your brain is running at high intensity. It is burning glucose rapidly to keep those iron pumps working in your neurons. Your body detects a drop in glucose levels and sends a signal. Emergency, we are low on fuel. So even though your muscles aren't tired, your fuel tank is empty. That is why a sugary snack during a long study session can actually help your focus. Let's take a short break and listen to the song track called Second Time Around by The Accidentals.
Treasure in the bargain bin, lost and then you found. Once in a while, you get it right. The first time at first sight. Sometimes it's the second time around.
Second time around.